This is Kitschy Mama, and you're listening to Retro Obscuro Weirdo Oldies Radio. Thanks for tuning in. In that last and final set, we started off with the Chesterfields with You Walked Away on Philips Records from 1962. Then we had the Comic Books with The Batmo on Magic Touch Records from 1967. Then we had the Cinderellas with Yum Yum Yum, straight out of New Jersey on Decca Records from 1959. And Henry Gaddy Wilson with Nothing at Night on Columbia Records from 1959 as well. We had Tony Valentino with Big Big Woman on Swan Records from 1961. And just now we had Marty Evans with Eyes of Tears on Coral Records from 1961. If you love our show, tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Retro Obscuro, only on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. I'm going to leave you with one last song. It's going to be Pat Collins with Little Girls on Quality Records from 1962. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Adios!
To the end of time, I'll always pray that you'll be mine. Little girl, I love you, little girl. And when you're near me, you thrill my we'll never part. Little girl, little girl, I love you, little girl. Do you remember the other night when I kissed you and held you oh so tight? Please say
time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Cha-Cha Heels, streaming worldwide on WFMU. And we've got a very, very special show for you today. That's two varies, and one special, and one today. Today on Chica Chi, Chica Chi, Chica Cha Cha Heels.
Until the honey drips, I'm gonna love my way into your heart. You're my lucky star, baby, you're my ha-cha-cha. Your candy lips sure look divine. They make a thrill run down my spine. Come on and press your lips on mine. Yay, yay, ha-cha, yay, yay, ha-cha. Want to give my heart to you. I want to love and keep you say from heart. Yeah, yeah, cha-la-la, ma-ma, ha-cha-cha. You thrill me from my head to toe. Ha-cha-cha-cha, I love you so. So hold me tight and don't let go. Yeah, yeah, ha-cha, yeah, yeah. Ha-cha, yeah, yeah. Ha-cha, yeah, yeah.
A brand new thing. It's been sweeping the nation, and it's called a bong. Sounds funny, you say? Well, it is. Just stop whatever you are doing, put down that razor blade, and go ask your mom and dad for a bong. Insist on it. What's a bong, you ask? Well, I don't really know, but I think you can use a bong as a flower vase or to store jelly beans in. I store Adderall in my bong. In fact, bongs are so popular that they have even made a song about it. So here's a brand new song about a brand new craze, and it's called the Bongo Cha-Cha.
Del Sud America, quello che dicono laggiù, forse è fantasia e nulla più. Bongo là, bongo cha cha cha, è davvero così fantastica. Dimmelo con sincerità, nelle notti a Rio che si fa? In testa ve lo mettere, cappelli a pan di zucchero, con cuore sempre in fremito. Ai 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 ai, chissà, chissà, per mille strade cantano, per mille piazze danzano, le ore più non contano, fra mambo cia, cia. Cia, oh oh oh, bongo la, bongo cia cia cia, parlami del Sud America. Dimmelo con sincerità, nelle notti a Rio che si fa? Sempre in fremito, ai 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 ai, chissà, chissà, per mille strade cantano, per mille piazze danzano, le ore più non contano, fra mambo e cia, 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 oh oh oh, bongo la, bongo cia cia cia, parlami del Sud America. Dimmelo con sincerità, nelle notti a Rio che si fa?
If your parents didn't get you cha-cha heels, they probably won't be buying you a bong. Most parents are just too stupid to do the right thing. But fear not, kids. You can make your own bong in art class instead. And this is the only time that old Cornhole will recommend going to school. Just use some clay and make sure you put a carb in it. Anyhow, just some advice from someone who's been to jail twice. Well, 2.5 times. You see, in jail, you learn that what you can't buy, you can trade for, and what you can't trade for, you can make. Toilet wine, toothbrush shivs. I've learned how to make platform shoes out of phone books glued together. I once made a Roomba-style vacuum cleaner out of a vibrator taped to a dustpan. All of these are examples of DIY or do-it-yourself type of lifestyle, and I learned it all in jail. In fact, I learned a lot more in the pokey than I ever did in school, and I also learned why they call it the pokey. But you're gonna have to wait till my book comes out to find out about that on Cha-Cha Heels.
Well,
I'm really sorry about your pecker stains. I mean your stains, Pecker. But I do think I can help you. You see, I take all my really dirty laundry down to Darlene's Fluff and Fold. She has even gotten out blood mixed with red wine and feces. One time I brought her my bedding. She washed the regrets from my sheets and even made my memory foam forget. And for that, I am truly grateful. My memory foam had bed bugs and PTSD. So, Pecker, if you feel dirty and you don't know what to do, take your tough stains, no matter how esoteric or filthy, down to Darlene's Fluff and Fold. And when you do, tell her Cornhole sent ya on Cha-Cha Heels.
When I look into your eyes, darling, I'm in paradise. All I want to do is dance with you, but your lips are of love. When I hold you in my arms and I thrill to all your charms,
darling. It's me, Darlene, the tough stain queen. What you got there in your basket? Oh, it's okay. Here at the Fluff and Fold, we don't judge. But I do like to inspect everything you bring in here and possibly discuss it. Ooh, these sheets are stinky. Smell like pee and whiskey sweat. Smells like somebody wet and sweat the bed. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to make you mad. I was just making an observation. I can't help it. I'm a detail-oriented person. I think they call it OCD or something. But I call it being a writer. I see things, and I have to be able to describe them in words. Like, for example, if I was writing a novel about you and me meeting in a laundromat, it can't just be generic. I gotta know the details. Otherwise, it doesn't seem real. Like, I would describe your sheets as piss stained, threadbare, smelling of flop sweat, and endless nights of frustrating self-gratification. What? You don't like that? I think it makes your laundry sound poetic, meaningful, which is more than I can say for reality. Anyways, I just feel something about you, like you are special. No, I don't want to date you. I don't want to go steady with you, darling. I just want to follow you around the laundromat and watch you do things. I'm going to bring my notebook. Maybe we can French. But I try to not get involved with my muses.
I didn't want to go steady. She put the pressure on me. I didn't want to go steady. I fell in love foolishly. Non ti volevo maritare. Non mi volevo incatenare. Hai conquistato il mio cuore. E non ti posso più lasciare. I had lots of chances, girls by the score, but none of them bothered me. I gave up romances, all seemed a bore. What she's doing to me, non ti volevo maritare. Non mi volevo incatenare. Hai conquistato il mio cuore. E non ti posso più lasciare. None of them bothered me. I gave up romances, all seemed a bore. What she's doing to me, going steady. I always wanted to be free. Now she's ready to get married. And what's it gonna come on me? Now what's it gonna come on me? Non ti volevo maritare, ma non ti posso più lasciare. If I use steady cha cha cha, oh dimmi dimmi che già va.
That's right, you heard me right. I said you might be my muse. Every artist needs one, and I do think at least for right now, you might be inspiring me. I haven't had any true inspiration in a while. Not since that man tried to wash his dog in the front loader last week. I've been waiting for something, some body to come in here and make a statement. And then you lumbered in here with your very descriptive and desperate looking sheets. I'm interested. I'm interested in you now. Somehow, I know that there's a lot more dirty laundry you've been avoiding. Come on, show Darlene your laundry and she'll make it into a bestseller. Or at least a short story on for Harper's Bazaar. Just give me that basket. No? Hey, I'm just trying to give a little spice to your life. What's the matter? You haven't been anybody's muse before? I'm sure you've at least inspired hatred from someone. You can't just have sheets like that and claim you don't get attention. All right. Have it your way. Don't show me your pee sheets. Use that heavy-duty washer in the window, number 10. No bleach. Hey there, pee sheets. I'm gonna call you pee sheets, is that okay? Anyhow, I know you're wondering. Yes, I am a writer, but I've also been a muse. I've inspired 3 divorces, a local PSA about giving minors alcohol, and an off-Broadway musical about a stalker that works at a laundromat. But it's the music that I've inspired that I'm the most proud of. As you probably know, there's quite a few songs about a woman named Darlene. And let me tell you, most of those songs are about me. Yeah, that's right. If you hear a song on the radio about Darlene, well, chances are I am that Darlene. It's so strange and uncanny how much stuff on the radio is actually about me. You know, sometimes when I am turning the dial between stations, I can hear the radio whispering to me, Darlene, where are you going? It's like the radio knows I'm listening and it wants to tell me that it loves me.
Darlene, You know it's pouring. You'll get all wet. That you can bet. Darlene, you're such a beauty. Darlene, don't you be snooty. Oh, stay right here. Stay oh so near.
Inspired by me, but it is untruthful. The lyrics say, "Darlene, how come you treat your daddy so mean? You're so lazy, woman. You never keep your daddy's clothes clean." Well, as a professional laundress, I take offense to that. I have always kept my daddy's clothes clean. when I had a daddy. And everyone knows that daddies wear leather chaps, and those are not machine washable. So that song doesn't even really make sense. Come to think of it, quite a few of the songs about me don't paint a pretty picture. I am apparently very lazy. I'm mean, and I steal money. But I can't help how I inspire. You cannot help the way you inspire someone as a muse. In my case, you can't spell disdain without stain. And I am the stain queen, Darlene. But it also is a funky song, so I forgive Harvey for it. Plus, he's only 12 years old, and I did steal his piggy bank, so it's not really a lie. Oh, but don't get me wrong, P-Sheets. Being a muse is not all malaise, malignments, and misinterpretations. I've also inspired some love songs, and furtive groping sessions in the back room of this very laundromat. It's weird though, because I kind of like the mean Darlene songs better than the love songs. In fact, I dumped the guy who wrote this next song right after he sang it to me, because it was too sappy. Sorry, Earls, but I don't date nice guys.
Girl of my dreams, my dreams each night.
Seriously, I'm not even the girl of my own dreams. So how could I be the girl of his? Oh, that's good. That's a great line. I'm going to write that down real quick. Hold on. This girl of dreams. How could I be the girl of his? Gosh, P-Sheets. You really are good for me. Very inspiring. I've written more today than all last week. See? Two sentences. Both about you, P-Sheets. I wish there was a way I could repay you. I want to do something for you. But I don't know what. I will think of something. I'm always thinking. Anyhow, there is a time in the life of a muse where she wants to create instead of inspire. And that's why I'm a writer now. But it wasn't a clear path. In fact, my first touch of real fame was as a dancer. Doing the swim at the Whiskey A Go-Go. That's right. Darlene invented the swim. Yep, I'm also an inventor. One of the first female inventors. An inventor of dance. Of course, everyone credits Chubby Checker for inventing the swim, but this song written by my first husband, Jack, proves that wrong. Fun fact, I even performed backup vocals on this song. I used to have such a pretty voice.
Now, darling used to love me, and I know she loved me so. Until one night I took her to the Whiskey A Go-Go. We stood there in the corner where the lights were low. Darlene does a swim, they carry folks away. Oh, darling.
conscience gone to your head. Yeah, look at her swimming up there on that stage. Torture me, baby. Doing so much swimming, I'm gonna learn to be a lifeguard. Yeah, somebody's gonna have to bring you back to shore. Oh, come on.
Well, Jack and I eventually divorced. Mostly because he was a homosexual. Sorry, what? No, I did say homosexual. He fucked everything in our house. The dining room chairs, the trash compactor, my grandmother's Fabergé egg collection, the grandfather clock in the foyer. Everything in that house was getting action. Everything except Darlene. I had enough and wanted more. That's when I met Bud. He wasn't what I ever dreamed of in a husband, but he also wasn't putting my precious moments figurines in his butt. In fact, Bud was the opposite of Jack. More traditional, conservative, almost strict. But I did manage to inspire him. One day, I bought a wig and I wore it home. Well, you see, Bud didn't recognize me. He thought I was a thief breaking into the house. So he attacked me, and then he wrote this song about it. I sing back up and play the organ, but if you listen close, you can hear the dark stain of divorce in my voice. Oh, that's good too. I'm gonna write that down.
A woman had not to wear another woman's hair. A woman had not to wear another woman's hair. When a woman wears another woman's hair, you can't hardly tell who they are. A little blonde-headed woman woke up this morning as pretty as she could be. And when her husband left, he said, "I'll see you at 12. Fix a little lunch to eat." But when he came home at noon, her hair was short and red. He said, "Woman, who are you? When I left out early this morning, my woman didn't look like you." But when he left at one, her hair was short and red. He said, "Please don't fool me again. Now I know you covet another woman's hair, and this is your greatest sin." But when he came home that night, her hair was long and black, and he said, "Woman, I don't understand why you want to wear another woman's hair unless it's for another man." A woman had not to wear another woman's hair. A woman had not to wear another woman's hair. When a woman wears another woman's hair, it can't hardly tell who they are. God gave you looks the best on you, no matter what color you wear. Black, a blonde, red, a gray, I'm not mad, I'm just trying to say, according to the good book, your hair's your glory. I think you ought to leave it that way. A woman had not to wear another woman's hair. A woman had not to wear another woman's hair. When a woman wears another woman's hair, you can't hardly tell who they are.
It was a pretty dark time for me, P-Sheets, being with Bud. But I survived, and he died mysteriously a week later in a freak Bible-thumping accident. I told him he needed to be more careful with those big, heavy Bibles. Anyhow, my mourning period was brief, and I found my way into the spotlight with my new band, Darlene and the Jokers. Sheets. Who is Frankie, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. He doesn't exist. I made him up. That's when I realized I was a writer. Frankie, my secret, is not real. Oh, voila. Can you imagine a fictional character? Yes, the sands of time have fallen through the hourglass, and my singing career is just a faint melody. I can't help but think of the stains of life, and how when you first see a stain, you are angry. It's upsetting and obvious, but over time, the stain fades and becomes familiar, and you live with the residue, and it becomes part of you. The stains of your sheets fade, but the stains in your heart is always there. Permanent heart stains. That's what memories are. Permanent heart stains on the sheets.
More and more people hear, more and more music on
WFMU.
Thank you. she was through with love.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
To clap tap with girl groups and female artists from the 1960s. Here on Crayons to Perfume.